Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
It was this day back in 1977 that Blondie, featuring former Playboy bunny Deborah Harry, signed their first major record company contract with Chrysalis Records.
We had our first success here in Australia, so, you know, it's all your fault. Once we had, you know, done something, we felt, oh, this is bound to work, this is bound to, you know, people are going to love this.
After a 25-year career, Tina Turner had her first solo number one single in the US with What's Love Got To Do With It. The song was originally written for Cliff Richard. However, the song was rejected. It was then offered to Donna Summer, who has stated she sat with it for a couple of years but never recorded it. The song was later turned into a film in 1993.
And now what I get when people come to tell me that they saw the movie and I am a great inspiration to them, and it's both men and women, really did a lot for me. I complained a lot about how they shot it, but I realized the look of it wasn't even important. There was a message there that transcended everything that could have been wrong visually that I worried about. Aesthetics, beauty, forget that. Look at the message that came from that movie.
Birthdays today: Barry Gibb, singer and songwriter and producer of the Bee Gees, turned 74. The Bee Gees had over 30 UK top 40 singles and 9 US number ones over 4 decades. He's the only surviving member of the Bee Gees, reflects on the days with his brothers.
Nobody really ever knew what the three of us felt or what the three of us thought about each other. Only the three of us knew. It was such a unifying thing that the three of us became like one person. You know, we all had the same dream, and that's what I remember more than anything else. And that's what I miss more than anything else.
Gloria Estefan turned 63 today. She had the 1984 UK number 6 single Dr. Beat, plus over 20 other UK top 40 hits. Hey, yeah. Natalie Bassingthwaite turns 45 today. Aussie singer, actress and television personality with Rogue Traders. The most successful single, Voodoo Child, peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart. She left the group in November of 2011.
It's kind of an interesting thing. The band was transitioning into a place that wasn't comfortable anymore, which sounds weird because most people think I left the band to pursue a solo career, which I think we kind of had to say that because it felt like the nicest way to say it wasn't working anymore.
And that is Today in Music for Tuesday, the 1st of September, Mix 104.9.